For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk.
Inmates have broken windows, set a fire, and thrown debris at a St. Louis jail that has been plagued by uprisings in recent months. News outlets report the riot broke out last night at the City Justice Center. Law enforcement has responded to bring the jail under control. It's unclear whether anyone was injured. The jail has been the site of multiple uprisings over the past several months, including a revolt in February involving more than 100 detainees. Inmates have voiced concerns about conditions at the jail and the coronavirus pandemic. A task force has been appointed to examine the issues.
Drops in coronavirus transmission rates in the St. Louis area are beginning to stall, raising concerns that residents are dropping their guard too soon and that caseloads could soon rise again. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the number of daily new coronavirus infections fell precipitously after a peak in January. Missouri's 7-day average dropped below 500 a day last month for the first time since last summer. At the same time, the St. Louis region's daily average hospital admissions tumbled to 35, the lowest in 8 months. Meanwhile, the region is now on track to reach widespread immunity by late June, with about 75% of the adult population vaccinated, an expectation weeks better than the mid-August estimates made just last month. Research from Washington University in St. Louis finds some antibodies that were effective against the original coronavirus are no match for fast-spreading variants. As Shayla Farzon reports, the study suggests patients might need COVID-19 booster shots in the future.
Some coronavirus variants have tiny genetic errors in the spike protein coding the virus. That's important because scientists use the spike protein from the original virus as a kind of template for designing vaccines and antibody treatments. The WashU team tested 3 variants with these spike mutations against a panel of antibodies. A single mutation helped some variants evade the antibodies, says WashU graduate student Rita Chen.
I remember seeing the data and I was like, oh, wow, this mutation is going to be a problem.
Chen says it may be necessary to tweak COVID-19 vaccines and lab-made antibodies to better match newly emerging strains. I'm Shayla Farzon.
Missouri's top Republican senator says his colleagues may not be eager to expand the state's Medicaid program. The Missouri House declined to fund Medicaid expansion last week. And Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz of Sullivan says his chamber is worried about the long-term cost of the program. Since voters enacted a constitutional amendment expanding Medicaid eligibility in 2020, Schatz says lawmakers may not have the final say on the program's future.
That's where the conversation is going to be and whether or not we actually fund that. And I think that at some point it may be a decision courts weigh into if the Senate chooses not to fund it.
You can hear more from Schatz's appearance on the Politically Speaking podcast by going to stlpublicradio.org. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.